from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This ball hit well to right field, all the way back to Leon, and we are tied up. Corey Seager has 4 home runs in his last 4 games and hit a 3-2 pitch out to tie the game at 2.
Whew. Thought they was going to pull that one out yesterday, but wasn't able to, and hurt Tyler in a lot of different ways and Clint in a lot of different ways as well. Their hearts in their pockets. But they get back on it tonight. Framber Knight, as he's thrown the ball better here of late. But I did want to pass this across, fellas. They have made a move. They have signed and called up Zach DiZenzo, sources tell The Athletic and Chandler Rome. He has played just 11 games above AA. Slash lines, .391, .472, .739, with 8 extra base hits in his brief stint in AAA Sugarland. So, well, he swung the bat well at that next level, has played below AAA most of the year, but he is an infielder, first baseman. We heard Dana Brown say yesterday that they may have to call up one of the young guys, and they do it the next day. And do we know who they are sending down? Who is leaving the roster? Have we found that out, Tyler? Who's leaving the roster?
Astros PR has not sent that email quite yet.
To make room for DiZenzo?
I bet we know by the big three.
Hopefully we may. We may. And who knows? Maybe Chaz is throwing yesterday, along with his bat, may have changed things up. I don't know. We'll see. But they're bringing him up. He plays first base. I don't want to say panic, but they're looking to try to find something. Looking to try to find something in particular at first base is what Dana Brown said yesterday.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out, because I mean, everything was fine, everything was perfect. This lineup was producing runs at a rate better than anybody, that topped anybody in Major League Baseball, damn near. For a good 6 weeks, and now you've had a rough run of 7-8 ball, and obviously you got to be better. It will be interesting to see what they continue to do with Pedro Leon. It'll be interesting to see, to your point earlier, what they do with Jake Myers. I think it'll be interesting to see what they do with this new cat they're bringing up. What do you do with the Dubon Singleton first base? Back and forth. It is going to be interesting to see how Joe Espada responds to the recent struggles at the plate. It's going to be, luckily the Astros made such a run that they're in position to where there's a little bit of grace given. There's a little bit of wiggle room there. You just hope you don't dig such a hole in this August, with this August schedule that's significantly more difficult. that you can't dig out of. But it is going to be interesting to see, you know, what you do with this lineup really from, I'd say, the six through the nine hole at this point in time.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, as Tyler said in our ear yesterday, that last night, that was a McCormick. Cabbage wasn't great either. McCormick, Cabbage, I think it was 0 for 6 yesterday. Cabbage and McCormick and Jake, as we talked about, and even his and Pedro Leon, who you just talked about, they all struggled. Their production was bad. They looked bad.
I know Leon had at least three strikeouts.
I think he struck out three times.
He struck out three times. Jake struck out twice with bases loaded and one out. Didn't move a runner one. Didn't even attempt to. Didn't even scare it.
He struck out another.
We can't leave the top guys out with the exception of Yordan Alvarez. Yordan, they just pitched completely around him from about mid-game on. But, I mean, Bregman's up in extra innings with Altuve on second and strikes out. I mean, that's they ended up getting bases loaded, and once again, they got one run out of the deal, luckily, because of hit by pitch. But, you look at how that, like that, how that inning went down. I mean, you're not even attempting to move guys. Like, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how you let Jake Meyer swing away that last at bat. Bases juiced, one out.
You want to squeeze?
Something. Give me something.
He's got to be able to put the damn thing in play.
I agree, but there's got to be something wrong. When you struck out, I don't know what the game ended, but they had struck out five times with bases loaded in the last two games. I watched four of them myself. Like, at some point in time, your eye has to tell you, hey, man, this just ain't our night. We got to manufacture some stuff. We got to do something other than just swing away. I mean, that approach – It's one thing. It's hard for me to watch when it's Altuve, much less damn Jake Meyers. There's got to be more to it, man.
I'll just say this about the Astros in this situation, because they're now a game and a half behind Seattle. Seattle didn't play yesterday but picked up a half a game with the Astros loss. I still don't think we're at panic time, especially when it comes to the division. Like, because they're fortunate to be in the division with the Mariners and the Rangers coming up behind them. I know at the plate it's been rough, but we start looking at the pitching performances, which is usually the hardest thing to find consistently in the sport.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!